Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we had a lot of confidence in all of these guys. We still have some heavy game planning to do here. We'll hammer out some of those details, like who's carrying the green dot, what's the division of labor. I doubt that Robert Spillane will be playing all the defensive snaps, and so it'll probably require a combination of people in an effort to replace Devin Bush. That's not unusual under the circumstances, but all that remains to be hashed out. Just rest assured, we're comfortable with the capabilities of all the men, and there will be no excuses in terms of the performance of those that occupy the role.
All righty then. Pony and Muller presented by Chapin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. It's a great day to talk Pittsburgh Steelers. And a great day to do it with Arthur Mode, Steelers Roundtable, the former Steeler linebacker, Chris Muller. Craig Riley is here producing. Everybody is ready to go here, locked and loaded. And what's so cool about this with Arthur is that we get to go places where if it's just Muller and me, or if it's, you know, Cook and Joe, they can't do what we can do right now. Because one of the things that I want to know to start today's show is what the Steelers shouldn't do at inside linebacker. Those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it, Arthur. You were there when Shazier went down. You were part of a defense that had a hard time replacing a star inside linebacker. So I want to just turn my microphone off, turn the floor over to you, and you can tell us from your firsthand experience what the Steelers should absolutely not do at that position to make sure that they avoid what happened to the team you played on a few years ago. So go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm glad you actually brought that up, because there are similarities in the situation, but there is one key difference that I think in terms of their handling of this situation is going to have a drastically different outcome. Number one, when you're talking about whether going shopping for free agents, potential trades, or staying in-house like Coach Tomlin alluded to, when it comes to the Steelers handling it this year, the benefit is this is October when Devin Bush is going down and you're having to figure out ways to overall compensate and make up for the loss of his productivity. Whereas when Shazier went down, I mean, it was, what, three games left in the regular season, so you didn't really have as much time to create a plan, test it out, see if this personnel works. I mean, it was literally on the road versus the Texans, hosting the Baltimore Ravens. You get the essential last game of the year, bye week against the Browns. And then after that, it was playoffs time. So you really didn't have that luxury. Whereas right now, Coach Tomlin and Kevin Colbert, they have the luxury of testing out Spillane, testing out Marcus Allen, Ulysses Gilbert, using a combination of those guys over these next, you know, game or two and see if it works
out. So what did they test out last time that didn't work, Arthur? Tell us what the mistakes were.
Well, I don't think it was a big mistake. The thing was this: at that junction in the season, there isn't some, you know, phenom just sitting out there in free agency. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. So from there, you go with familiarity. You go with a guy like Sean Spence, who had been in the system for a couple of years. Obviously, the first game, I was in that rotation a little bit, and you kind of go with that and try to stop the bleeding, which we did when you look at the outcome of that Texans game and of that Ravens game. The problem is, as this thing progresses and you're finding different teams that are going to find ways to isolate it and ultimately spotlight that hole, that's when you start to have those type of issues, which we saw against the Jaguars in the playoffs. Now, like I said, in this scenario, you're going to get an opportunity, though, to see, okay, can these guys in-house, the combination of those three guys we named, can they make up for the loss of Devin Bush? Now, it's going to be a tough task. I still am not 1,000% sold on it either. But like I said, the beauty is this. This is October. So even if it doesn't work out, it doesn't kill your season. It's not as if in 3 weeks you have a playoff game and it's win or go home. So I think, like I said, that's the biggest difference and ultimately why I think the outcome is going to be drastically different, because they have so much more time now to formulate a plan and formulate a way to make up for that loss in productivity.
Hi, Arthur. I like that breakdown. I enjoyed it. Nothing. I'm playing another road game at my mother-in-law's, so I'm, you know, I'm just trying to block out the crowd noise here.
You're like the 2020 Blue Jays, Chris.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm a vagabond here. I'm always on the road, trying to block out the crowd noise, eat hotel food, etc. I honestly think, Arthur, I don't know if it's a blessing in disguise, because I think it absolutely could lead to a loss, maybe even two of them, because these are the two best teams the Steelers will have played this year. I can't think of two teams outside of maybe the Chiefs, with just everything they like to do in the middle of the field, being a better litmus test for a guy that's supposed to replace like a run and cover linebacker than the Titans and the Ravens. Both of those teams love to run it and then love to run play action and exploit the middle of the field behind it. So I've got to be honest with you. I think if you're the Steelers, and I'd love to bounce this thought off you, if you see Spillane and whoever else you're putting in there against Tennessee get exploited, I would be looking long and hard at that trade market before that November 3rd trade deadline.
And I absolutely agree with that. And that's kind of what we were talking about in terms of you're going to get the perfect opportunity to evaluate Spillane. You're going to get the perfect opportunity to evaluate the three guys or whoever else you implement in terms of trying to compensate for the loss in productivity from Devin. But if
it to be a committee? I mean, when you hear
multiple,
so you think it can't Spillane?
This is my thing. If Spillane was Devin Bush,
yep,
Spillane would be starting. And not starting over Devin Bush, he would be starting over Vince Williams.
Right.
There's a reason why Spillane was, what, third on the depth chart. So that's the whole, I mean, you have to understand from an expectation standpoint, can he come in and fill in? Obviously he did. But is he going to be Devin Bush? Not a chance, because Devin Bush is Devin Bush for a reason. There's a reason why you don't just find Devin Bushes just hanging out there.
So you like, said that making talents. An outside linebacker like yourself play inside linebacker was tough. How about having a safety play inside linebacker? What do you think of that?
Well, this is the thing. I'm not opposed to it, because Marcus Allen was doing it in training camp. If this was him moving on the fly during the season, and he's never obviously taken an NFL snap at inside linebacker, that would make me a lot more concerned. But because he's
so like Edmonds would. So like moving Edmonds down there would give you second thought.
Absolutely, because he hasn't practiced at it. And when we think of moving a safety into the box, we look at it from a simple, well, he can cover, put him in the box, he takes care of the coverage element. The problem is this: if I'm on offense and I'm a coordinator and I see you play small ball, Derrick Henry is my running back, as soon as you put Edmonds in the box, he's gonna have to fill that A gap. You put Edmonds in the box, he's gonna have to fill that B gap. Marcus Allen's in the box, okay, he's gonna have to take on this lead blocker right here. And then that's when you're really gonna see the drop off in terms of, yeah, they can cover really well, but they are not accustomed to playing in the box linebacker. It's a different mentality than playing in the secondary. So that's my only thing with that, man. When you start putting those guys in there exclusively, you're going to run into that problem.
Man, I keep thinking about trying to replace Devin Bush here, and all I think about, this is an odd sports analogy, Arthur, but I think a lot of people in our audience golf. You're trying to fix your golf swing, and you stumble upon something that works, and so you use that for like 10 holes, and then it stops working, and then you've got to figure out something else that's completely different that works. That's, and then you just hope that for the course of 18 holes, you can hold it together. That's how this feels to me right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're naming a bunch of different players, and the entire value of Devin Bush is tied up in the fact that he does what all of those guys, you know, collectively, if you put them all together into one guy, can do. He does it. And that's why he was drafted where he was. And he's fast, and he doesn't have to think too long before he goes and makes the play.
Forget about, you know, replacing Shazier, which obviously didn't end well. How about last year when they tried to mix and match at the other inside linebacker spot, when they tried to find a happy medium between Mark Barron and Vince Williams? They had a really good defense last year, but that was probably their weakest spot when they tried to have two guys fill that role, and it didn't work to the point where they let Barron go without really any second thought over it. And kind of by default just said, all right, Vince, we're going to kind of ride or die with you at this position. So, you know, I guess I'm sounding pessimistic because I watched them try to do it last year, Arthur, and it didn't yield them the results that they wanted. And I would say the combination of Barron and Williams is more attractive to me than the combination of Spillane and, I don't know, Ulysses Gilbert at that position.
Obviously, from a name standpoint, sure. But in terms of on-field productivity, if we saw the same sample size from Spillane and Gilbert, I'm sure it would still be comparable or in the ballpark of that. But the biggest issue when you start using multiple packages, it's not the personnel that becomes the biggest concern. It's the identifying what you're in, what your mindset is.
Yep.
When you go out there and you have two big-bodied interior linebackers like a Vince Williams and a Mark Barron, or I take it the year before that when it was Vince Williams and Bostic, you knew, okay, that's their run personnel. Then if they tried to go Vince and LJ Fort, LJ was viewed as the coverage linebacker, so they're thinking more small ball pass plays. Then if you
you knew what the defense was thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's the issue. And you think, obviously these next two games are going to really challenge the Steelers defensively because of what they do from a running game standpoint. But it reminds me of how we used to attack teams with Le'Veon Bell. If you would go small ball because of his receiving ability, we're going to run it. If you go bigger bodies to stop the run, we're going to spread you out. And when you start to go with all these different packages, it becomes a telltale. I'm able to see and say, okay, well, hey, if they got Marcus Allen in here, they're thinking small ball. You know what? Check the run. Make him tackle. I don't care if it's second and seven. If he can't tackle me, man, we're going to pick up more anyways on the run. And those are some of the things that they're going to have to figure out in terms of, okay, do you go with the multiple groups? And if you do you try to hide some of these players with different run blitzes? They're going to have to get creative. And like I said, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a big challenge. When you lose Devin Bush, when you lose a player of that caliber who can do everything, there's a reason why three down linebackers get paid the way they do in terms of, you make them a priority.
And you trade up to 10 in the draft to get them when they're available.
Absolutely, because they mean a lot. And when you can find one, it can change the face of your defense. We saw from Shazier to that drop-off in between, and then with Devin Bush back, how it looked. So that's my biggest thing in terms of why I'm pessimistic about it as well, because I just know how challenging it's going to be.
Well, you know what you are, Arthur? You keep it real. You're doing what I like to call keeping it, 100? Is that what that's what you're doing right now.
Can I keep it 100 as well here for a minute with both of you?
Yeah.
I've been on Pro Football Focus, on Football Reference. Like, you just look up Spillane. You have his player page in front of you. Mm-hmm. We have to add yet another guy into the athlete Mulsey doppelganger category. His Steelers mugshot is just... Yeah. It's right even down to the blue eyes, man. This is, like, unsettling to me. He's a way stronger, way richer version of me.
Yeah, I would agree. Doesn't have quite the job security that you have, but absolutely.
Ooh,
I do see
there you go.
I do see the physical similarities in the face, yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.